Ellie.
Yes,
do you make any progress this week on your decisions?
Yeah, we had a meeting, and I think in the first of the cases, we begin to see daylight. We have still a lot of exchanging of views and opinions. We've got a draft of an opinion. I can see considerable daylight on that. The second one, which is of more general nature, proved to be a tough one. We're working on. We've got some ideas. It's far more stubborn, but I'd say that it looks like we could still meet at the end of the June deadline. I know that there's been a little rumor about it, and that kind of helped a little bit to move it along, because this means that we can really go all out and try to get all these things done without anybody figuring that it's natural and normal.
Now, what's the best thing, Gus, to just sit and wait till you get a vote?
I think it'd probably be the, as you're set on it, Mr. President, I think it'd probably be just as well to announce the thing, and that gives us all the reason in the world to drop everything else and get right to these cases, because there's a lot of time and money invested in them, and there's, I think, desire.
Announced it, though, I'd burn the bridges. I'd have to go through, and suppose the question is raised then that I was trying to influence it, and if they could just, somebody could delay it, procrastinate, that he'd be gone a certain time, and so forth.
No, I agree. There is, especially if you fixed a certain time in it. We might just wrap up that one entire case this week.
Well, I think I'll just ride along with you this week. Now, are you watching this coal increase and getting your teeth in it?
Yes, I talked to Joe Calavano, Mr. President, a little bit, and I think the utilities can be some help here. They just can't quite be too passive about getting one of their critical elements increased without raising some real question about the cost of service to their customers. And they're all very cost-conscious these days, especially in some areas where competition of natural gas has got them very, very anxious to make sure that they don't charge more for electricity. And I think we can be of some help.
Okay, we'll see what happens this week.
Very good, sir.
Thank you, Lee.
When it does come along, that I think it would be of any assistance to you in that decision. Well, obviously, I'll let you know.
Fine. Did you read a story on Crockett's morning in the Post?
No, sir.
Read it. I may want to talk to you about it.
All right, sir, I will.
What happens was he bought $600 or $800 worth of stock from Norman Winston. Gave a party out here before one of the congressional dinners a year or so ago, and cost $200-$300 a state employee. Is Norman Winston some fellow that was appointed to the World Fair or something? Then Crockett subsequently bought $800 worth of stock from him, paid for him, and paid the listed price, and it's selling for less than he paid now. There's no indication there's any connection with the department one way or the other, but he did buy it from an individual. I guess the main thing is the story. I don't see any real corruption in him. But it's a shame a fella has to get messed up that way about $500-$600.
Unbelievable. That's just so innocent that somebody has picked it up to blow it out of proportion.
Thank you, Rick.